Would you mind saying why you're here? Your sign says veterans demand ceasefire.
Correct. So I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, and I left as a conscientious objector. I'm here today outside the Israeli consulate office in Chicago to object to Israel's genocidal actions that are taking place in Gaza. And the United States, both militarily and through funding, the United States' complicity in the genocide that is occurring in Gaza.
Have you been to many previous demonstrations?
Yes, I have. Every week.
And how long were you in the service in the military? I don't know who it serves except maybe corporations, but...
Yeah, service is not the term I would use any longer. I worked for the United States Navy and was active duty for a little over 4 years.
And you, at some point toward the end, decided to be a conscientious objector?
Correct.
And what was your job in the...
So I was a hospital corpsman. And specifically, my specialty was mental health.
And did you find opportunity to use that specialty? And who would you use it on, or for? You use it for someone, not necessarily on someone.
Yeah. Maybe getting at probably what you're more interested in is that I was deployed to work in the prisons in Guantanamo Bay. And it was after my experience of working in the prisons in Gitmo that are still there, still inhumanely confining people without any formal procedures. It's indefinite detention. And so after my time there, I did a lot of processing about the factors that led me to be there. And that's when I ultimately decided to become a conscientious objector.
And could you talk about some of the people you served with and what their thoughts were? Did you find other people troubled by what they were asked to do in the name of this country when I think probably you joined up originally to do good?
Yes. I mean, I would say I've found even more people through the veterans organization that I'm a part of, About Face Veterans Against the War. And we have a membership of, a few thousand people. And so these are all veterans, post-9/11 veterans, who have all come to the conviction that the U.S. military actions in the world are doing more harm than good. That they did join up in hopes, at best case, hopes of doing something good in the world. And we, who've joined this organization, are making a public statement that we believe we were not a force for good in the world. We're, in fact, a force for harm in the world. And so as an organization, we now stand to counter the messaging that the U.S. military is a positive force in the world.
Your thoughts about currently there's an active duty Air Force man who's demonstrating in front of the White House and
Larry Hebert. Yes. Larry is doing a very commendable thing, something that we invite all active duty personnel to do. And also it's noteworthy that what Larry is doing is not violating the Department of Defense, so-called Department of Defense regulations. So he is participating as he has the right to do in protest. He's not doing so in uniform. He's doing so while on leave. And so he has every right to be doing that. I absolutely commend Larry for what he's doing and will continue to encourage and support him in any way that we can, as well as any other active duty members that are taking a similar position and are speaking out against the war crimes that the U.S. is supporting.
And then Aaron Bushnell, who gave the greatest sacrifice and most clearly thought out statement of why he did what he did. Do you care to say some thoughts about him? I know that Larry said that, I heard an interview that he was moved.
Yes, I was.
I see you.
Yes, I'm deeply moved as well, and that's my hesitation. Not that I'm not keenly aware of...
We're human.
Yes.
And so was Aaron.
Yes. Yes, he was. And I think he stood for the best of humanity in doing what he did to sacrifice himself for the cause of Palestinian liberation. So absolutely, I'm moved by what he did, as are many others. If I hadn't been able
to get out as a conscientious objector, I don't know what action I might have taken to be able to reconcile myself to the actions I participated in trying to take accountability and set right for the harm that I was involved in committing. And so, while I'm saddened that Aaron felt he had no other recourse but to take that action, I'm also very deeply grateful for what he did.
Have exposed the true nature of the Zionists and imperialists as genocidal warmongers. This resistance taking place all across Palestine, but also in the region, emanating from Iran to Yemen, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq, is creating a new global situation.